is RSBNB Update, episode 149, recorded Thursday, 24th of April. BST, Brad Shays 5.
Hello, everybody. RSBNB Update 149. The episode that was supposed to come out last week, but didn't for various reasons.
Because whenever I'm not around, things go to pot. Whenever I'm not around, things just fail.
I am the glue
holding this whole show together.
We did perfectly fine the week before.
No, you didn't.
It was a failure.
I've heard from reputable sources it was royally shit.
Why? What's wrong with the title of Albarkus? Like, that's the ultimate title. Albarkus.
No. How is that the ultimate title?
Because it just was.
And you see,
there's all these things that say, like, great podcast guys. Paul and Mike are always fun guests. Indeed, very much enjoyed the podcast. Size of it was nice.
Yeah, all of those people said to me they were just saying that to be polite.
You got 10 PMs about that?
Yes, I did. You can check my PM box.
Anyways, we're just blabbering about uselessness here. So, let's continue with the task at hand, shall we?
Sorry, what did you just call me?
I said let's continue with the task at hand, shall we?
Okay, let's go.
Yes. My Rec Part 4, Legend of Sirgaze. Brad, I hand the floor to you.
The floor? How do you pick up the floor?
No, I mean, you now have the floor.
Okay, I'll try and make this as quick as possible, because let's be honest, it was a boring quest. It's basically the next in the My Rec series. Everybody with more than two brain cells could see from the outset this was the onset to Blood Runecrafting.
I called this, a year and a half ago.
A retarded ape with no limbs could have called this, let's face it.
Yeah, right.
You didn't call it.
You just
said that it was going to be in the Caniphus area, which was obvious because of the whole vampire blood theme.
Yeah, but I called it.
It was obvious.
You didn't.
It was obvious. I didn't call it because it was so obvious. Everybody already knew it.
Anyway, okay.
So you start this quest. Requirements, nobody gives a shit about that. Level 20 construction, 29 agility, 31 slayer, 35 mining, 40 fire making, 47 crafting, 49 magic, and the darkness of Hallowvale quest. Basically, you start this east of the temple on the south. Wow, I can't believe I remember that, even though I haven't played it full time in like 2 years. And basically, you talk to some adventurers who all have some really horribly cliched names. They tell you to go inside the temple.
What kind of cliched names are these?
That's Woman at Arms or something, which is obviously a play on the term Man at Arms.
I love that.
That's stupid, and also it's horrible. Anyway, they tell you to go inside the temple and talk to, is it Drezel? Drezel? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
And because he's so wrapped up in his pathetic rebuilding of the temple to notice anything else, he asks you to go and check out some sort of disturbance. Fairly clueless guy. And then you have to go up to the temple where all the Zamorakian monks are, and then you go right to the top there, and there's a cutscene where apparently some Zamorakian and some Saradomin people are, you know, talking over some plan. And it was at this point I really stopped caring about the plot, because it was obvious it was going to be about as deep as the deep end of a child's swimming pool. The majority of them tell you away, which is stupid, because there's about six of them and one of you, so if they fought you all on one, they would kill you easily. But all of them but two tell you away, and you have to fight these two, which is really retarded, because they alternate between protection prayers. So if you hit them with melee, they put on protect from melee. If you hit them with range, they put on protect from range. You have to alternate backwards and forwards. So killing two of them, even though they're only level 80, takes about half an hour.
Really?
And then you search the room once you've killed them, and you pick up two items, which is, I think it's a book and a book and a white glove. Now, I assume this meant Michael Jackson was involved somehow.
But... How?
I knew you weren't going to get that joke. I knew it. Michael Jackson is famous for wearing one white glove. Anyway, let's continue. So anyway, you take these back to Dresden, and then you go back to the adventurers, and you have to escort them down to the temple trekking minigame. You basically have to escort them down from where they are to Berg de Rot.
Yeah, that's
annoying, because I actually had to go to the bank and get food to do
I spent 9 hours doing that to get lumberjack gear.
Okay, that's got to be the biggest waste of time in human existence.
No,
anyway.
It wasn't. It sped up my woodcutting.
So anyway, then you go over to Mare Ditch, you hang around there for a while, blah, 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 and you get Blood Rune crafting. The reward is pretty shitty. It is load faster. 2,000 agility, 4,000 crafting, 3,000 magic, 2,000 mining, 2,000 slayer. You have 3 tomes of experience, which grant 2,500 access each. You get the Blood Talisman, the Avandis Flail, which is crap, and 2 quest points. And, of course, access to the Blood Altar, which is the only reason anybody would do this, because it's a horrible quest, and whoever made it needs to die of cancer. There we go. That's my review.
Thank you. You know, I originally had higher hopes.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a morning's end part, like
I know.
Of that difficulty. But it was just it wasn't even difficult. It was just stupidly long and annoying.
Right. So, is there?
And it made me consider suicide.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was that bad.
Is there a shortcut to get through that whole maze of the city or whatever?
No, I think you actually have to go through it.
Oh, really?
I didn't find a shortcut, but there's possibly there is one.
Because on the guide, Trekkie says you can use a shortcut key from Darkness of Hallowvale.
Didn't use that.
Okay, well, I guess you can. You know, it seems like this was just filler content, you know, after reading it and whatnot.
Seems like it took somebody, like, I don't know, but it was a waste of everybody's time.
I haven't done it yet because I was doing my exams, you know? So, because of that, I have not done it yet, and I probably should do it because it gives you 2 more quest points and more time in the Tears of Guthix, but it's just one of those ones, you know, that since I don't have to do it for the show now, it's hard to, like, push yourself over the edge to do it. I don't know. Does someone want to walk me through it? I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I'm wondering if someone wants to walk me through it.
Walk through what?
The quest with me.
No, thank you. I would rather gouge my own eyes out with toothpicks. That is seriously. If anybody wants to hit me up with some toothpicks, give me a camera. I will gouge my own eyes out.
I have some toothpicks upstairs.
Send them to 21 Hal. No way. Am I really doing that, you idiot? It was irony.
Okay. Rating out of 5, please.
0.
0.
It was that bad. If I had to do every update, I would give every one of them 0, but it was really a bad
quest. Remember I told you to approach it with an objective eye?
Yeah, I did approach it with an objective eye, and that objective turned out to be it's shit.
Okay, well, I'm just feeling a little lost right now because there's no pictures on our guide. So if you've done the quest and you have some pictures, submit them onto the guide in the submissions topic. Trekkie will thank you.
Personally, he will come to wherever you live and he will personally thank you. No, Shane, he won't clap. He'll do something a little more. Okay, I won't.
Okay, the tweak bag. Ice Fiends have had their graphics updated.
It's Ice Fiends, not Ice Fiends, you idiot.
It's Fiends. It's like...
It's Fiends. Fiends.
Fiends. Fiends. It's
Fiends.
No.
It's Fiends.
No. I'll
it's
say
Fiends.
Say it how I
it's
want.
It's Fiends. It's Fiends. Do not argue with me. It's Fiends.
Okay. Improved entrance to the Mauritania area. What'd you think of this?
I didn't notice it.
Okay. Well, obviously not that major of an improvement then. Because this is the area they were talking about where all those people are hanging out, you know? Like the woman at arms.
How do you... What?
The woman at arms. That's where they're all hanging out. All those people and, like, the warrior and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, those. How's it easier? I didn't notice anything.
Yeah, they updated it a bit to make it look a little more scary. So
it doesn't look scary to me.
Okay. Moving on, we're going to discuss a bit about last week's update, because you guys never got to hear our thoughts on this. I'll be taking this part of it. Basically, last week brought us the Grand Exchange database and the Treasure Trails expansion. Treasure Trails come first. So, first of all, new rewards. Two of the most interesting ones include the Top Hat and the Cane. The Rune Cane and the Addy Cane. You want a cane?
No.
It's like those ones that the Ceridoman priests carry, you know? Like the
judging
ones that
by,
like
the
kind that they
want to
like whack your hand with if you're bad.
Let's see if they look bad, if they look okay.
There's also the black crossbow and crossbow bolts, the spiked helmet, the pith helmet, and the top hat. So obviously,
the only thing I would want would be the top hat.
What? You'd want that?
The top hat.
Really?
Cool.
I don't know.
A bowler hat in my room.
So I know.
It doesn't fit my head. And Chris said I look Amish when I put it on.
Put it on and take a picture.
No, I've already... No.
Why?
I've shown you one picture of me this week. That should be enough.
Is it being posted in the site area?
No, it's not being posted anywhere. Only people who have me on MSN have the joy of seeing it.
If you want to see it, send me some money and I'll send it to you.
I look really angsty and like my life sucks. I want to kill myself. That's what I look like in it.
Yeah, you also need to do them in color, you know?
No, black and white. Because you see, the thing was, I hadn't properly shaved, so I had little bits of stubble all over my face.
I can see that, actually.
Oh, God, I tried to hide it with the black and white. I didn't do shit, obviously, right?
You should have used Photoshop.
I don't have Photoshop, and I can't be bothered to pirate it.
Holy cow!
What?
Speaking of the Grand Exchange update, basically, have you taken a look at this? Have you taken a look at it?
No.
Well, basically, take a look at it. It's itemdb-rs.runescape.com. It's got all the prices and graphs of items. Originally, your oh-so-favorite top hat started at about 500k. Now it's at about 1.2 mil market price.
I have enough for that in my bank. I'm tempted to just go. No, I don't. I don't. I'm not.
That's what it looks like in the big view. In the big image, the top hat.
It looks good. I don't see why you don't think it looks good. Shows what you know, Shane.
I don't know. I was hoping it would be more like roundish. You know.
Shane thinks everyone should have like a number one haircut all over.
Yes.
Shows what Shane knows.
So, if you want to help us with these rewards and cataloging the new clues, there's a global announcement on the forums with a link to the sticky where you can enter in your treasure trail data from ranging from coordinates, maps, anagrams, whatever. So, if you have info and you want to help, visit the forums, forums.rsbnb.com, and you'll find the global, and that will direct you to the right place. So anyways, speaking of the Grand Exchange database, it's a good idea, it's almost there, but it's obviously a beta product. Because on the first day when these came out, it was mistaking sapphires for Santa hats with the items, you know? It was using a Santa hat for a sapphire image, so that was rather funny.
That's rather basic.
The most valuable traded items, that rarely changes, you know, because all the party hats and whatnot are the most valuable. So, of course, it's always going to be the same five items up there. Blue, white, red, green party hat, all up on the top five most valuable traded items. So, not much you're going to see there. But the search is one thing that they did an excellent job on, because you can enter multiple terms, you know, and it'll give you a list of all those items, and you can just go down and take all those prices. So, good for them on that. Oh, my. Oops, I forgot to turn my MSN sounds off.
Turn your MSN sounds off.
Okay, let's tone down the language.
Bitch isn't language. It's a female dog.
Yes, it is.
It's a female dog. I honestly thought you were a female dog. Sorry. I'm sorry. I was mistaken.
Okay. So, valuable items. Not much surprise there, so. But, pure essence, 157 GP each. God. Can you believe that?
No, I can't.
That pure essence is 157 like each, you know? That's just outrageous. But like minimum price 150, max 164. Another problem with this is that it sometimes takes a long time to load the specific pages. Like, for instance, if you click on something, say, let's see, T. Okay, that one was quick. Here we go. Terramin Potion Unfinished. That one's taking a long time to load, so I think it's clearly obvious that Jagex needs to run some optimization on the queries there, because there's no way they should be taking that long. Oh, okay, Brad, I didn't even know you disappeared there for a minute.
I said it on a miss end.
Well, I didn't. I wasn't paying attention.
I cannot control my bodily functions. I'm sorry.
So, what do you think of the Grand Exchange database after just having seen it?
It has potential, and it's very useful because, you know, you don't always want to log on to RuneScape to find the price of an item.
Exactly.
Especially if you're not near Varric, you could.
A Tinder Beam is 3 GP, which is a change of 50%.
Oh dear God! The economy is going to crash.
And the most traded items are fire runes, air runes, pure essence, and maple logs, followed by bronze arrows at number 5. Interesting. And the item of the week is ogre coffin keys. Interesting. Very weird that they would put that kind of item as item of the week. So,
item of the week.
I know. We could do like weekly financial analysis now, you know?
No, I don't want to.
Anyways, Fun Orb Arcanist is now free, and there's a new game called Shattered Plans. It's last week's news, so if you like Arcanists, that's good. Everybody can play it now. Personally, I prefer Worms over Arcanist, because it's pretty much, you know the old Worms game?
Yeah.
It's pretty much like that.
Personally, I prefer kicking your ass in chess.
Oh, well,
whatever.
I beat Mike once, but then his opera crashed.
You've never beaten me, though.
No, I haven't, because I have better things to do than learn how to play chess.
You just suck, Shane.
No. So, if you're interested, go check out Fun Orb. Players Gallery number 19. Any favorites?
Well, I noticed there were a lot of dragons this time.
Yeah, it's like Dragon Month or something.
Dragon Month. I like the third from the fourth from the left on the bottom. The dragon's head with the tongue out.
Oh, that's interesting.
Very good.
Yeah, that is nice.
I envy people who can draw like that. You get the shading. They get the shading just right.
I know. I can't draw anything.
Nor can I.
That's good. We're in the same company then. I like the Mithril Dragon. What about you?
Yeah, I just told you what one I liked.
No, I know, but do you like the Mithril Dragon?
Yeah, it's all right.
And then there's also this rather interesting one. The one with the person in the dragon skirt fighting the red dragon. We had a discussion on both attempts that failed last week about whether this is a male or a female. What do you think? Oops. This one.
Beep.
Do you think that's a male or a female?
The one in the middle on the top?
No, the bottom one. The bottom one on the left, the furthest one left on the bottom.
What, with the dragon thing?
Yes.
I don't know. I can't see its thing. Or if it has a thing.
What thing?
You know, how you normally tell the difference between a male and a female.
Well, yeah, that's what we were trying to figure out, because, like, the orange,
do dragons,
you know,
have the same, well, roughly the same genitalia?
No, we're talking about the person.
Oh, the person, not the dragon.
Yeah, the person.
No, okay, so I just want to clarify. I wasn't trying to work out if the thing in the dragon's skirt had a P. I was trying to work out if the dragon did. I'm not a pervert. Pixel people. I've just driven myself into a big hole. The person, I think it's a female.
I don't know, you know.
I think you can see sort of, if you look to the left of the frills of the cape, you can sort of see like a sort of, almost like a breast. So I think it is a female.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go with male on this one.
And it does. It has very smooth legs. So unless it's like a guy who shaves his legs. Because I know, and the bottom portion of my legs is a lot hairier than that.
Well, this is like olden days. Didn't they used to like do that when they'd like wear a skirt or something? Like shaving?
No, I don't think the knights who wore skirts would be, you know, have a razor and, you know, put their feet up and shave. Well, I did consider shaving my legs once because I don't like, you know, really hairy legs, but then I figured it is very feminine. So I decided not to.
Well, that's interesting to know. Yes, I think we should be moving on from that topic. Let us know what you...
Talking about me shaving my legs.
Yeah, let us know what you think. Not about what Brad does in his spare time, but
let us know
picture.
If you think Brad should shave his legs.
No, no.
It's a female. It's obviously a female.
Okay. Postbag from the hedge number 30. Alex in TeamSpeak says to shave him.
Okay, thank you. I will take that advice on board.
Okay.
Right.
Postbag.
Is this the poll? Is this the postbag from the hedge? You didn't put this on.
It is
in
the wiki.
Yes, you did. Sorry, yeah. Yes, you did. My bad, Shane.
Okay.
None of them are my favorite. They all suck. Right. There
we go.
That's
I like
the
one to the tripwires. Isifdar. You know. Anyways, this person wrote to the tripwire. You know those tripwires that you walk over in the Elflands?
How is a tripwire supposed to respond?
It did.
Well, it can. I think Jagex
says,
are wandering too far into the realms of fantasy. With
congrats for the truly wonderful letter. It was truly wizard, and I had a mighty crotal over it. Beating Jad, indeed. What is its strange adventures? Yes, Rufflecopters. I had many Rufflecopters over your letter. I am Mr. T-Wire from the Family Wire. The Wire bloodline...
T-Wire. Oh, that's classic.
The Wire bloodline has been piercing adventures and clumsy oafs in the forest for centuries. Now, indeed, we have gotten quite quite marvelous at it. I can't read today. To your main query, I say that your prayer will not work, as your arrows are dipped in the tears of rangers. It's quite a complicated process that my wife, Barb, has gotten quite stupendous at. You should come around to meet her someday, dear chum. We could have crumpets and sing around the piano. Humblest salutations, Mr. T-Wire.
That was terrible. I really pity the guy who works for Jagex who has to sit down writing this up. You know, just imagine, he's sitting there at his desk and he gets a letter. Oh, this person's wrote to a tripwire? What? I've got to write a letter as a tripwire? Seriously, I bet he's the most depressed person in this country.
Well, in your country. I don't know, I think writing to a tripwire might be kind of fun if it's a slow day at work or something.
Do you think that's what Andrew Garrow does? Do you think he handwrites all these responses?
Oh, maybe. Who knows?
Nah, he has everything to do every... No, he has lots of people to do everything for him. Including shaving his legs.
You know, there's a chat going on in the TeamSpeak chat channel about doing that.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the idea of smooth legs, yet I feel it would out me as very feminine.
It would.
Yeah, exactly. I would. So I think I'm going to have to keep my manliness in turn for less smooth legs. I'm sorry, but that's the difficult choice I've got to make. And I think that's the difficult choice all men have to make. Forget, you know, who should I marry? Who should I spend my life with? Forget what should I do with my life? The really important question you have to answer is, should I shave my legs?
Tal Armando says, someone by my God source, it rose 8.3 mil today. Then Connor says, no, and Alex says, I'll buy it if you shave your legs.
I don't know how I even started speaking about that. It doesn't matter now, anyway. Can we go on to the
poll?
Because I really want to rip
Jagex material, you know?
I really want to rip Jagex a new one over this poll, so can we go with this?
Okay, first question then, to you.
If RuneScape merchandise was available for sale, what would you be interested in? Please click all that apply. None of the above, none of the above, none of the above, none of the above,
okay.
None of the above. What do you think?
Well, me, personally, what I'd buy?
Yeah.
Well, if I could have my character sent to me and I could dress him up with the farming cape and my outfit, sure, I'd buy one of those.
You'd buy a RuneScape Barbie doll?
No, like a plush doll. That would sit on my desk, you know?
No, please, Shane. Please don't tell me you really want to do that.
Yes, I would. No. I'd also buy my Santa hat.
That's sad. I feel like I don't know you anymore, man.
Why?
Why would you do that?
Because I want my guy to sit at my desk.
Well, so you can, like, cuddle him and go, it's okay,
no.
Shane, we'll do it. It's okay, little Shane, we'll do another farming run. That'll make us happy.
No.
You would talk to it, wouldn't you? You so would.
No, I don't talk to them.
If that was, I would somehow contact your sister and I'd tell her to rip it apart and burn it.
Oh, my. Well, would you buy one if you could shave its legs?
No. It's bad enough I actually pay to play the game, let alone buy any crappy merchandise.
36% say game guides, then holiday items.
Why would you want a game guide when the game is constantly updating and changing?
I know. Or just come to RSB&B.
And you can get every game guide you want.
The RuneScape card game?
World of Warcraft has a trading card game, and I think that's bloody awful, but I can't imagine. Would it be like, you know, I don't even know how that would work, man.
I don't know. Novels?
How would they write a RuneScape novel?
I don't know. Continue on the lores and histories? Out of it or something. So you don't think this is a good idea?
No, I honestly don't. I mean, it's obviously what Jagex are doing. You know, if they've got a popular model, they're obviously going to try and, you know, punch out some merchandise for it and try and get some more money. But I think it's a horrible idea.
Yeah, me too. But I would buy one.
World of Warcraft, you know, it has some merchandise in the form of, I think they're a game. I remember when I ordered the last expansion, I actually got a free game guide that was, like, made by Blizzard, or somebody had commissioned Blizzard to make
it.
Would you
wear a WoW shirt?
No, I don't. But I'm saying, how well can this game guide have been sold if it was given free to me when I ordered an expansion?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't think it would work.
Uh-huh. Board games?
How'd you do it?
I honestly just don't think this has much area way to go, granted that, like... Oh, caps are hat. I thought that said capes are hats. That's too bad. Oh, yeah, figurines or plushes. That's the one I voted, so... 20% said that. Anyways, question two, what is your favorite races or characters that you would like to see on RuneScape merchandise? 53%
none of the above.
Dragons,
none of the above.
The King Black Dragon, Barrow's Brother, the God Wars Generals, Jad, the Wise Old Man, the Calphite Queen, Bob the Cat, and it just goes downhill from there.
Party Pete.
He's pretty low on the list. Or no, he's not on the list. Oh yeah, he is.
Who's Juna?
That's the snake. For Desert Treasure. I mean, Tears of Guthix. So, I don't know. Gnomes? Would you want a RuneScape like shirt with a gnome on it?
No.
Oh. Well, I don't know. It's just, like, they need to take into consideration their demographic, and they're not going to be able to get people to buy merchandise online as much as they want to, you know? So, I don't know. I'm done with the poll.
If you think about the main demographic of RuneScape, the main demographic, it's going to be like 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds. And they are not going to be able to buy stuff online. And I doubt they're going to be able to outsource it to many big stores. So they won't sell it.
Exactly. But what if they started opening up like Jagex shops and like malls and whatnot across like England and then a few in the U.S. and stuff?
I don't think they have enough players to do that.
Why?
Because they have, like, what was that market share figure we found out a while ago? They have, like, 8-9 million players?
Yeah.
That's a fair bit, but I don't think it's enough to be opening...
It's almost a billion. Or no, it's a tenth of a billion. So, maybe. Who knows? So, that's that on the quest, so... Interesting RuneScape section this week. For those of you guys who are just joining us now in the TeamSpeak, listen to the post-production version. On to audio questions now. We got two this week. Thank you. From Schwa9 and Chief Snake.
Oh, this should be fun.
I think this will work.
Hi there, Shane and Brad. Here's my question for you. If your life was a movie, what would it be called and who would star in it?
You first, since you were telling me about your ambitions before we started.
I wasn't telling you about my ambitions. I was saying Now, I think that's a shit title now, what I said. I originally was going to go with the idea of same shit, different day, which is something I like to say a lot to people I know in real life. I think I'll have to go with that. Who would play me? Let's see. Who looks like me? I have a chance to be very big-headed here and very, very, very...
Robert De Niro?
No. I know. I would pick... Let's see. You think I look like a woman. How about Cameron Diaz?
No.
Cameron Diaz could play me in the movie.
No.
And the theme song to the movie would be Suicide is Painless, the theme to MASH. God, I love that song.
Really? I've never heard it.
It's really depressing. I'll send you a YouTube video afterwards.
Okay. And as for me, I'd have to say something with numbers and computers or something, you know?
Like, think of a title. Come on,
I
be creative.
I have no idea.
How about The Guy Who Never Moved Out of His Parents' Basement?
Okay, that's not necessary.
Oh, I'm kidding. Come on, WTF.
Let's see.
How about Deep Space Nine, Shame 1208?
No, come on. I don't... It's not like I watch it like 24/7.
How about Pride and Prejudice about Star Trek?
About, yeah, sure, why not? No.
And who would play you in the movie?
I honestly have no idea.
Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner would play Shane. I think it would work.
Okay. Sure, let's go with Kevin Costner and maybe add something in about numbers and precision and punctuality, and then sure, that's pretty much about the movie that I'd have.
How about Nobody Likes Punctuality, This Movie Sucks?
No.
That's Kevin Costner, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I've seen him before.
Wow. You actually know somebody from popular culture?
Yeah.
Shock horror, anyway.
Yeah,
Next question.
The first movie I saw of his was Dancing with Wolves.
Never seen that.
It's like a Western.
How about we should call your movie Dances with Star Trek Nerds?
I think it's time to move on to the next question from Chief Snake.
I'm sure he's got some surprising revelations about this next question.
Have you ever had any experiences with drugs before? As usual, much love from Cheapykins.
Shane admitted to me before the show he has done crack cocaine, ecstasy, and pot.
No, I haven't. I haven't. No matter what Brad says here. So don't believe that.
Seriously, I've never done any drugs. Well, it depends. I mean, would you class alcohol as a drug?
Yes.
Yes, I've done a lot of drugs.
Well, no, I don't know. I think he was referring to, like, hard drugs, you know?
Hard drugs, no. I've been offered pot by, well, I wouldn't call them friends, because my friends don't smoke pot, but I've been offered pot by friends of friends.
Ex-friends?
No, just like, you know, because, you know, if you go to parties, well, you wouldn't know, but when you go to parties, there's obviously, you know, there's people you don't know, and, you know, like, weird-looking people, and people have offered me pot, and who I've not really known, and I've just said, no, I'd like to keep my brains, thank you. Which is a bit rich, considering I then probably proceeded to get extremely pissed on alcohol, but hard drugs, no. Alcohol, yes. I see nothing wrong with drinking.
For me, no, and no. I'm sorry, I have to be boring.
Yeah, it seems boring. If we ever had, like, a live recording, I'd, like, have a big table of alcohol around me, and I'd be, you know, pissed out of my mind before we even finished RuneScape News, and Shane would just be sitting there going, I don't think you should be doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to bring someone up from the audience to take your place.
No, I'd start getting really abusive.
Yeah, and that's why we wouldn't be doing a live show that way. Anyways, thank you, Chiefy. Interesting question. I wonder if he has, you know? Like, these people never answer, you know?
Perhaps they're trying to dig up dirt on us. Like, you know, if they ask,
I know,
have you ever done drugs? As if I'm going to say, oh yeah, once I did X. I mean, no, I haven't.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Next question?
The next question is, how did you get the perseverance to get a skill to 95+? Ooh, I do have one that level, if you have one that level. What are some things you could suggest me as a free-to-player to get the perseverance for getting a skill to 95+? That question is from newspaper writer Blue Brisinger. I don't remember what gave me the perseverance to get 96 fishing. Because I have 96 fishing and there's no bloody way I'm ever going to get 99.
You have to get 99.
No, I don't. I've had 90... It's been at 96 for over a year now, I think.
And then somebody... You had it exactly at 10 million, didn't you?
And then I started fishing again and I stopped.
Well, somebody did it for you.
I did some fishing.
Yeah, for skill of the month, and you realized you
wouldn't win. I did like 20 minutes.
So, oh well. How did you do it?
I got a net, and I went to a fishing spot, and I right-clicked.
No. Your perseverance to get 96.
I don't know. When I first started RuneScape, I used to play with a girl, which is so ironic. But, and we always used to fish together, and had some other friends who I met through RuneScape, and we just all used to fish together at the guild, and that was how I got so high. But then eventually they all quit, and I was still there fishing. And then I quit.
The last man standing. Yeah, well, what I have to say for my farming, you know, basically, you need to have a skill that you like. And once you decide you're going to go for it, don't stop. Because if you stop, it won't happen. And basically, if I see you get 92 past, you have to continue on. Because you've gone halfway, why not go the rest? So, that's what I have to say with that. But, just find something you enjoy. You know, like, wouldn't you enjoy, like, going on a nice farming run right now?
No.
No? I would. Wish I could be doing that, but I guess not. So, you have to enjoy it. That's the main thing for me. Free to play to get a skill to 95 plus. What do you think for free to play?
I don't know actually. I can't think of any. I don't know. Maybe wood cutting.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna suggest. Or mining. Because didn't a certain someone we know have like over 85 mining all on free to play coal?
No, she got members.
No, well, didn't she have it before?
I don't know. I don't
maybe
really want to find out. No.
Okay, thank you, Blooper Singer. What's the weirdest thing you've ever had, or the weirdest threat you've ever had from anyone, from Samuel?
I don't get a lot of threats, which is surprising.
Yeah, I know.
What an asshole I am.
So?
I don't know. I can't really think of weird threats.
Like, no.
Most of the threats I do get are straight up, like, I want you to die, you know, I want you to get some horrible debilitating illness. People don't tend to threaten me.
Yeah, same for me. I really don't get that many threats aside from the occasional, you know, people yelling at me over a private message telling me that that I need to do something to the server, otherwise they'll hack it. So.
Who said that?
I don't know. We've had like two or three over the past 4 years.
I think I remember, like, it must have been sometime last year when some guy was posting on the forum being an asshole and creepy PM'd him, telling him to stop, and he PM'd him back saying, like, I could bring this site down in 5 seconds.
I know. I just got to laugh at those kind of people, you know, because...
If people say that to me, I'd always be like, come on then, bring it, do it, do it, do it. It's like if somebody ever threatened me with a gun and, you know, put it to my head and said, I'm going to kill you, I'd be tempted to go, do it, do it, do it, do it.
But then they might. And that wouldn't be good. So.
Yeah, you never know.
Anyways, interesting question, Samuel. Next one?
Next question. The colors of RSB&B are black and orange, but it seems like this is changing to be black and blue from the logo on the index to the header text, such as multicolor designs. To the roomware colors, will this continue and eventually be black and blue? That question is from Kirby. That's a good question, actually. I'd not noticed it because I don't really pay attention.
Yes. Like, for instance, right now, if you look at the main arteries of RSB&B, the main site is blue. RuneWire is blue. The only reason the forums haven't changed over to a black and blue type of design is that nobody's made a skin yet that's black and blue. Like, if someone would be to make a skin that would be good in black and blue within the new RSB&B colors and stuff, sure, we'd use it. So, anybody out there wants to make one, let us know if you are going to. Speaking of a bit of the change, the next makeovers that RSB&B Informer and RSB&B Update get are going to be in accordance with the new website design. So Yeah, it's going to continue on towards that direction, as despite what some other people might not think is in the best interest of modernness of RSBNB. If
the
you know
orange
what
is
I
being
mean.
Phased out.
Yeah, it's just like phasing out like an old CPU architecture. So, anyways, that's my answer to this one. Unless Brad has anything else to say, I think we'll move on to the next one.
No, I have nothing else
okay.
to say.
Hey, Shane, I was wondering what you guys use for this podcast. I want to make one, but I find it hard to find a good thing. My real question is, I just got 65 fishing, not high. I was wondering if I should fish trout and salmon, or lobsters and swordfish. Also, Shane, have you ever stolen money from your parents? So? Fishing one first.
I would say, I don't know, if you have a ready supply of feathers, or you have ample money to go and buy feathers, I'd probably say fly fishing.
Yes, it is faster.
But if you don't have feathers and you don't really want to spend money on them,
and you're not a member,
then lobsters would do just fine.
Exactly. Barbarian fly fishing. That's the best way to do it in free-to-play. What we used to record the show, this question has been asked many, many, many a time before. I'm not really going to go into it here, but I'll be posting something in the notes, and on the new site there will be a deeper frequently asked question of questions we get that we answer and whatnot, but I will post a picture of the setup. So, and have I ever stolen money from my parents? No. Brad, have you?
No. The thing is, I probably have the deviousness to steal, but the thing is, if I would ever do something like that, I would be guilt-ridden and it would kill me. So no, I don't.
And you go tell your dad that you really did like do it, and you'd.
I really suck at lying as well. If I was like, you know, if I did steal something and somebody was like, "Did you steal this?" I'd be like, "No, yes, it was me. I did it."
Okay, that's good. You're honest. Have you ever before though?
No, I've never stolen anything.
That's good.
Apart from a few girls' hearts. That was corny. That was corny.
That's from a backstabbing hero. Backstabbing hero. Next one. If you could take anyone from RSBNB that retired and get them to play once again, who would it be and why? If any guests did retire from RuneScape, and if Brad is there, please answer as if you still play RuneScape. Vampire Low 609.
Even if I played RuneScape, it wouldn't really bother me if certain people played or not. I don't know.
Okay, well, who would you bring back?
Like I said, I wouldn't really care. I mean, I don't really care that much if people... Because RuneScape isn't terribly team-orientated, is it?
Yeah, so but it's fun going for walks and stuff.
It wouldn't really bother me if people didn't want to play. I wouldn't want to... I don't know. I can't think of anyone.
Okay, I'd bring you back.
Why?
Because it's just so much more fun when you go check out the updates, you know?
Why is it fun?
It's just so much more fun because I have someone to bounce back at and discuss the update with, you know? Rather than just hearing that you read it and don't look at it, you know? You don't go do it. I just think it would be it's so much more fun if you would play again. And remember back at Christmas time before when the Grand Exchange came out? Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, but then they ruined it with the real world trading changes.
Oh, come on. We adapted. This is that quote in action. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Oh, no, please. No, please. No.
Seriously. Anyways, thank you, Vampire 609. Next one.
How do you pronounce a boot?
Oh.
A. That question is from Peaks. I pronounce it a boot because I am from Canada.
Very funny. Very funny. About. There you go. It's
Canada.
Not.
Canada wants more money.
That's a stereotype that we say a boot and whatnot, you know? It is.
A.
It is a stereotype.
And
Warren,
do you want more money,
Warren
Shane?
Warren is in TeamSpeak right now, and he says...
Shane, do you want more money?
No.
Oh, I thought Canada wanted more money.
Warren and TeamSpeak, do you say about? Like, I think we all say about, right? I've never known anyone to say about, so. Or about, I mean, so. Anyways, thank you, Peaks. Some people, you just gotta wonder why these questions
about,
come up.
About.
About. Would you rather be famous for inventing a cool new computer program or an unsung war hero from Andy Master 24?
I would not really want to be either of those.
Why?
I don't know, I just wouldn't. I wouldn't want to be a computer programmer, and I wouldn't want to be a war hero. I'm happy just being... If you said to me, you can be a computer programmer, a war hero, or just be yourself, I would say I want to be myself.
Oh. Okay, well, you got to pick one. Computer programmer or war hero?
War hero, then. I wouldn't want to be a computer programmer.
I'd say computer programmer.
No, that was a really, really shock choice. I didn't think you were going to go for that one, Shane.
Okay, so, I don't know, it just makes sense. If you're famous for the right reasons, unlike, some people in Microsoft, you know, other bad collapses, that would be bad to be famous that way. But if you make the next form of AI, why not, you know? Thank you, AndyMaster24. What's the next question?
What is the stupid, most embarrassing thing you've ever done in public? Regards, Devo.
Oh, you have to go first.
What? Is there something you're thinking of that I've told you? Because likely are, if I've told you, I'm not going to say it.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think.
Generally, when in public, I do my best to not embarrass myself because I embarrass really easily. I honestly can't think of anything.
I know, that's the same for me.
Like, you can have a really quirky answer to these questions, but I don't with this one, and I feel like a failure.
I know, me too.
Sometimes when I'm walking about public places, like, I don't know, if I'm in the center or in the city or whatever, I'll start singing to myself, like, randomly, and sometimes people look at me for that a bit weird.
I hate it when people do that.
Well, I don't sing loud, I just sort of to myself, but, you know, recently
I've been... Give us an example.
I can't get the song Suicide is Painless out of my head, so I walk around singing... No, I'm not going to sing it.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
Has anyone ever, if anybody sees Family Guy, there's an episode of Family Guy where Stewie the baby gets drunk and he's in a bar singing Suicide is Painless. It's like that.
Okay. Yes, I can't really think of anything. Sorry about that, Devo. Do you have anything else that you've come to mind?
No.
Okay, thank you, Devo. Final question is, better be a video game playing god, a Star Trek junkie, or an average person who doesn't play online games very often that has more real life friends and a family? From JokeKid67.
Now, I question this, question. I don't think that if you were a video game playing god, you would have no friends, or if you're a Star Trek junkie, you'd have no friends.
Yeah, that's right.
I know people who don't play computer games who have less friends than I do. I don't think just because you play computer games... I mean real friends, I don't mean online friends. Obviously, you can have a lot more online friends. I mean, I don't think you should immediately judge somebody as having no friends just because they play computer games a lot or just because they like Star Trek or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I agree that it's breaking stereotypes that all these kind of people will have no friends, but that's not entirely the case. It's never true. So, anyways. But... I don't know. But as for the question, I'd have to say somewhere in between. What about you?
I don't know. I think I'd rather be... I don't know. I'd rather...
There's a triangle, and on this one triangle, there's a point that's for family and friends.
Yeah.
There's another for Star Trek, and
I'd rather be on the
games.
Line between family and friends and games.
Well, the best place to be on that... is near the bottom, just about a third the way up, in between, maybe in between 33% to 66% way between Star Trek and family. That's the best place to be, in my view.
What, closer to Star Trek than family?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Anyways, questions. That's the end of questions this week. Shall we go on to tech news?
Go ahead. I'll just have a nap.
Okay. Well, this one's going to be rather interesting for you, because data collected by the BitTorrent client Azurius shows that Comcast is the tip of the iceberg when it comes to BitTorrent throttling. So if you think you're safe being on another ISP, you're wrong. Because early findings show that customers from quite a few other ISPs experienced a high quality or high amount of dropouts. For instance, on this list here, there's a percentage that 23% of these BitTorrent connections will get reset on Comcast, Cogeco in Canada, which is Quebec, I believe, 19%, Emera's Internet, 17%, Brazil, what, keep going down, Malaysia, Bell South, 15.88%. So, I don't know, it happens everywhere, but to a lesser degree. I looked up my ISP here in Canada, and about 10% of Shaw's BitTorrent connections get dropped. So, that's not lots, but it's still enough to make a noticeable point. AOL is last on this top 10 list at 14.8%. Who's your ISP, Brad?
Virgin Media, who are complete fags, by the way. And I'm changing for them very soon. So.
Virgin. They're not in this. I did a search for Virgin, and they're not in here in this list.
Well, there was an article, wasn't it, saying that where they apparently the new CEO of Virgin Media is very anti net neutrality.
Yeah, which
is starting to. Which basically he's an asshole, because the quote from this interview was net neutrality is bollocks, and I don't. I only think they hate it because they can't make money from it, but.
Yeah, exactly. So basically everywhere is being affected by this, and I don't know, like, you can make the argument that BitTorrent is used for illegal activities and whatnot. It's can't be used for good, but sure, it can be used for good, you know? But along with this, they're also doing it to stop competitors from their VoIP access. Like, why not drop other people's packets when we have our own VoIP service? That's just what a corporation will do. They're still confused. I just call them confused, you know? Like, they're confused with the new model of doing things. So, that's what I have to say.
Net neutrality will never work.
It needs to.
It will No, sorry. Being against net neutrality, you know, anti-net neutrality will not work. Never work.
Exactly. So, I don't know. Take a look at this. Some good news for us XP users who still use Windows XP. On Monday, Service Pack 3 was sent to RTM, which means that by beginning of next week, you'll be able to download it and install it. Service Pack 3, finally. Yay! Are you excited about this? I don't think so. Brad? Are you excited about this?
Not really. It's just another Windows Service Pack.
But there's nothing really that major in this one, unlike in Service Pack 2, which made the firewall come on automatically, but include all previous Windows XP updates, including security fixes and hot fixes, some tweaks to the networking interface that are ported back from Vista, and a small number of new OS enhancements. So nothing spectacular, but it's the last Service Pack for XP. So, I don't know if we'll ever be moving to Vista or not, but something
Vista,
has to be.
No, XP reigns supreme.
Exactly. It's just so much more snappy on older hardware and virtualization.
I'm just so used to it, and I see absolutely no need to go Vista at the moment.
Exactly. That's the thing with XP. It's like, why should I change when I'm only not getting any new features that you don't think you'll use, but you probably would end up using in the end, but you'll have that same view as to why shouldn't I change, but I don't know. It's just something that eventually we'll have to abandon, but XP is a good OS. Holographic storage ships next month. Are you going to get one of these?
What the hell is it? I don't really understand. I'm just reading what you've written.
Well, basically it's a new medium for storing archives and whatnot. They use 5.25-inch cartridges, 300 gigabyte capacity per disk, and they're said to last for about 50 years. But the clincher is that the writers will start at about $18,000. So not exactly prime time yet. But one thing that this is aimed at is the movie companies, because they can use these to back up a whole HD movie onto them, you know? So that's who's going to be adopting these first. But within 5-6 years, we'll see them come down in price, just like CDs did. Recordable CDs. Because you remember when recordable CDs first came out, they were so expensive.
How much were they?
I don't know, like 10 bucks a disc. Now they're less than a dollar. So these will come down along with the records.
So, the price sort of divided by a factor of 10, so it'll still be quite expensive unless the price...
Well, it'll go down even more. This is like the first prototype, you know? Like the first one. So it'll go down eventually, but... I don't know, something rather interesting holographic, you know? Just the way that it uses a laser, so it's sort of the next generation, but I don't get it why they make a bigger... Like, I don't know, but... Anyways, shall we move on to the rants?
Le Rance. Right, do you want the first one or the second one?
You can take the first one.
The Cape of Accomplishment. What an accomplishment! Exclamation mark. To finally achieve your goal, 99 attack strength, slayer farming, you name it. There's nothing like achieving a 99, or quest cape, like me. These awesome capes even give stupendous bonuses. Wait, they don't. In their interim form, they're beaten down by the fire cape, and even while trimmed, they only beat the fire cape by a +2 prayer? Useless, Plocks? Question mark. Well, far from useless. But you know what I mean. A cape for comfort can be attained after months of work, even for the cooking cape, and massive amounts of tear GP. Okay, this guy sounds like a retard already. Use of plocks and tear. Right. While in the fire cape, it's only a few hours and a few million gold. Only around 200-400k. Wrong. Is actually lost in potions and arrow, however. When comparing the two, the fire cape is clearly the winner. Attack bonus, strength bonus, defense bonus for the game. It got it all. Most people simply wear a skill cape to show off or when they don't have stats. Now, I'm suggesting a solution to solve the monotony. How is... Okay, he doesn't know what that word means because he wouldn't have used it there. I mean, once you hit 99, there's nowhere else to go. You don't really get anything at 99. Let's see the strength skill cape, quite popular in the mirror, is entertaining. But all you do is drop your 200-pound barbell. Come on. Allow us to actually attack with our remote, for lack of better phrasing. Cooking, beat someone over the head with a cooking pan. Wood cutting, either hit them with the axe or fell a tree on them. Slayer, hit them with a rock hammer or something. Agility, climb those poles and jump on your opponent. Now some of you will say, oh my god, the capes will be too overpowered. Solution, make it like the DFS Fire Breath special, a timer between strikes that do damage. No, I don't agree with this, and I think the guy's a retard.
It has to stay how it is right now, because otherwise you overpower it and they'll become...
Fire cape is much more difficult to get than any skill cape, because a skill cape is basically repetition. You just do the same thing over and over and over again.
Well, why don't you take into account the time factor?
Yeah, but it's basically repetition. You could train a monkey to get 99 fishing or woodcutting.
Yeah, well, you can train a monkey to get 99 like summoning.
But the fire cape actually takes some skill, and there's some strategy involved there.
Exactly.
So the fire cape should be better.
It should be. Like, the problem is that the fire cape came out before the capes of accomplishment, so therefore the capes of accomplishment got made better rather than worse than a fire cape. So maybe it's time to upgrade the fire cape with a new subquest, you know? On the Jad thing. That'd be worth it, don't you think?
Update the what?
Update the fire cape. To be more powerful. Like, have another part to that minigame where you can, say, kill the guy another, like, 4 times, kill him 5 times total, and in the end you get a more powerful cape each time.
Possibly, but I don't really think it would work, so...
I don't know, but... skill capes, they're good to have, but... why not... It's just simpler to wear and easier to get back. Like, if you're going somewhere dangerous, wear a skill cape. But if you need that... What I do is if I need the best add-ons, I go with the fire cape, else skill cape. So, that's what I gotta say to this one. Oh, a DFS Fire Breath special. Remember that? Last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll fix that up after the post production, because we really shouldn't be talking about that. Anyways, next rant. I'm mainly making this thread to poke fun at Jagex. All the changes made since staking removed have been made for nothing, and the game is doomed. Why? Because real-world trading is coming back now. Why is it coming back? Because stupid Jagex, for absurd reasons, chose not to let the GE track market prices. Instead, they decided to try and let it dictate the market prices. This is done by dictating the price change rate only 5% a day, and putting an absolute minimum and maximum price for all items. For some items, the GE is not used for trades anymore, since the GE has nothing to do with it. Reality. P-Hats, Zami Godsword, the new Treasure Trail items, see Treasure Trail forms. How do people trade them? Top Hats, for instance. Set at 500k on the GE, market price is like 10 mil. So the seller puts up a Top Hat, 9.5 mil worth of junk, summoning pouches, ashes, whatever he has that's unsellable, and the GE imagines is worth something. Thus, the GE is cheated fairly, making it easier, irrelevant to the market. Players are actively spending game time accumulating junk. And we're talking about tens of millions here for a lot of players. Look around in the market forums if you don't believe it. What does this mean for real-world trading? It means that if there's a huge demand for real-world trading in a few months, since players will have accumulated millions of GP and junk, real-world traders will buy it in-game for money, for game money and real money. That doesn't make sense. Anyways, this means RIP RuneScape, real-world trading 1.
It's interesting, but I'm sure Jagex will have something up their sleeve to combat that.
Yeah, as with all rebellions in one form or another, that happens in the end. But, you know, I did see this going on, and it did surprise me at first that you can do this, and it doesn't seem right for me, you know? Like, for instance, here, let's find a... here we go, selling green pea hat. Selling green party hat for 195 mil in cash and items, accepting whatnot. So you could accept items, so... You know, I've seen this happening before, and it's rather annoying to know that the market still does its own thing after the Grand Exchange, which should track market value, but sadly it doesn't. Only stuff on the GE influences it, which is a tad of a problem, because you know that, right? That it only uses things bought on the GE, not personal trades.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Something has to be done to track, just make it track trade prices, and then that will fix everything. Anything else? Brad?
No, pretty much.
You sound like you're falling asleep there.
Yeah, I am.
Anyways, thank you for these two rants. On to some other things. We got a listener survey to check out. So if you're interested in giving us your opinion, please fill out the survey. It's important that you fill this out to us, you know? Brad, remember?
Yeah. I wanted Shane to put in the question, who do you prefer, Shane or Brad? But he didn't, because he knows that everybody would pick Brad.
And that's not the point of the survey. So just fill this out. It'll help us direct which way we want to go with the show, time constraints, hosting, whatnot, stuff like that. Website development. So, check it out. Links are in the notes.
Survey.
Events announced. Events this weekend, actually. So, we got some events. Kriara's Fog of Magic Wardrobes. Does that make sense to you?
No, but not much does that you say.
First off is the Magic Wardrobe Party at 8 p.m. England time, GDT, BST.
Sorry, what did you just call me?
I said it's at 8 p.m. England time, BST. On Saturday, April 26th, God Wars Dungeon Kriara's at 9 p.m. England time that same day, BST, 8 p.m. GMT. You know, there is this whole thing on the site about GMT versus BST, and how people in England do not observe BST, but in reality, when you guys change your clocks in the summer, you guys change to BST as your time zone. It is a fact. Or GMT plus one. It is a fact. You cannot dispute Wikipedia. Wikipedia is used as a wiki, so wisdom of crowds, basically. Edit that, and in the end, if Wikipedia says it's right, it's probably right. But, you know, and this is, I've seen it everywhere as BST. It's just people do not seem, in England, do not tend to agree with the rest of the world that it's not GMT. GMT stays the same. So, anyways, and on Sunday will be Fist of Gothics, 9 p.m. BST, which is 2 p.m. Mountain Time. I hear you typing.
Hello.
Skill of the Month update. New Skill of the Month has been chosen. This month's sign-up is smithing, so or May will be smithing. Right now we're still doing Slayer. Anubis has 1.2 million XP. Second is RS Gamer with 953k, and third is PFK 99s with... PFK 99s with 917k XP. Messing up my words. As we reiterated before, if you want to help us with treasure trails, visit the forums. There's a global there directing you where to submit your new data. We got new stat signatures up.
New stat sigs, yeah.
Yeah, new ones. Designed from, let's see, Kirby, Anubis, and Chief Snake, Skiller Sigs. So go check them out on the stat sig page. RSBNB.com, round mouse over signatures, then go to stat signatures. Nice designs, actually. I quite like the ones from this batch. Not that I didn't like the other ones, but they're nice. Congrats to our new Informer staff, Ryan, Anubis, and Totalplox. Ryan and Totalplox are taking on the gaming writing, and Anubis is a P2P RS writer, so congratulations to you guys. This would have come out last week, but as due to technical difficulties, it wasn't able to. So,
congrats.
I think that's about it. What have we been doing?
Not much.
Anything you want to share?
No.
Okay. Anyways, I just finished my exams today.
Yay, go Shane.
So, that's a nice feeling, but that's all I've been up to, actually, exams. I did manage to find some time to squeeze in some summoning that's now level 58, which brought me to 121 combat. I know, so.
Poor.
What?
I said that's poor.
Why?
Because I said so, and what I say is written law.
Anyways, I think we're done.
I think we are, then.
That's it. RSPB update 149 is done for Thursday, April 24th, 2008. See
you,
everyone.
See ya.
In the chat thing, Alex said that BST chance for Brad shaves thighs.
that's what the show tagline should be. BST Brad shaves thighs. That should be it. That is brilliant. That is brilliant.
I don't think I can hold myself together to do the intro. So can you please do a... This is RSBNB Update, episode 149, recorded
BST,
Thursday,
Brad
April...
Shaves thighs.
Recorded Thursday, April 24th, 2008.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love that.